speaking in detail about the case. The test results on a white powder sent to the Jupiter, Florida home of Donald Trump Jr. said to be inconclusive, but the substance not considered deadly. On Wall Street, the Dow down 108 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. Today's high temperature will be up to about 81, warmest day of the year so far. It will become quite breezy with a sun and cloud mix today. Clouds increasing tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 again. Scattered showers, especially in the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. It will turn much cooler on Thursday with high temperatures barely up to about 60. That's a big change. Then there's a risk of more showers returning to the forecast Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
1819 News.
Alabamians are now finding out from the Alabama Attorney General's office that an explosive device was detonated outside of the AG's office building in Montgomery. The explosion occurred in the early morning hours of last Saturday. No one was injured inside or outside of that building. An investigation is underway, according to the AG's office, and anyone with information on this event is asked to call the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Rescue Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
More details are emerging about a Montgomery judge who has been hospitalized after being attacked this past weekend. Circuit Court Judge Johnny Hardwick was reported to be injured by gunfire following a domestic incident that occurred on Saturday. Now we're finding out that Hardwick was stabbed multiple times in the neck and face. The judge's son, 36-year-old Calfani Hardwick, is the suspect in both the stabbing and shooting of the judge. Calfani Hardwick was taken into police custody after a short run from authorities over the weekend. He's being held without bond. The assistant to former state lawmaker Fred Plum Jr. has entered a guilty plea for conspiracy to commit wire fraud and obstruction of justice. Very Kindle is named as one of the three in a kickback scheme that involved funds that were allocated to the Jefferson County Community Service Fund and a youth baseball league. The two others that are named in this kickback scheme are Plum Jr. and current state lawmaker John Rogers. Rogers says he will not be entering a guilty plea in this case, nor will he resign from office as Plump Jr. did last year. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Ann Eubank, candidate for the Alabama State Board of Education, the only grassroots leader in this race and the only candidate that has been fighting for 15 years to stop Common Core and the sick woke ideology. Children are being taught to hate God, family, and country. Marxist ideals of Common Core and the federal government have taken over to fundamentally transform America and destroy the future, our children. fighting against liberal indoctrination in Alabama schools, and for reclaiming the parental rights is and always will be my priority. Vote Ann Eubank on March 5th. I will remove Common Core and the liberal radical agenda from our schools and allow parents and classroom teachers to take back control. Vote AnnForEducation.com.
Paid for by the Ann Eubank Campaign, 2221 Rockview Lane, Hoover, Alabama, 36226.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is the second half of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Lots of stuff to do. If you want to call into the show, the number here is 1-800-289-9228. So what is the... Golly, I've got a great story, but... What do y'all think the big news story of the day is? There's a lot of interesting things out there, but...
He's asking our opinion.
Just barely.
What? Yeah. So weird.
And that's what you got? That's it?
I think Steve Marshall's bomb is kind of a big deal.
I would say that was big and has made some national news. So what is the whole story?
Well, it's kind of weird. Because the loser set it off on Saturday outside of his office. Like, why you do that on Saturday? I mean, I'm thankful because nobody was injured. The bomb detonated outside of Attorney General Steve Marshall's office on Saturday. He released a statement about it yesterday, but there's really not many details. They're investigating it. So I think a fun game would be whodunit.
Ooh, kind of like the J6 situation?
Let's take guesses on who planted the bomb. Abs, you have any?
Somebody, not yet. I got to think about this because when I heard the story, I thought, okay, so you don't really mean it because you did it when nobody was there. So you're kind of a chicken, but you're also stupid.
But you want to send a message.
But you want to send a message. So it's like all in one.
So
could it be, it could be related to several things. So I'm not, I don't know, Scott, who do you think?
Well, I find this interesting. You know, I went to The Guardian, which is what, a UK paper?
Mm-hmm.
And it says explosive device detonated outside Alabama Attorney General's office. Now listen to how this story is done and crafted. It's written by Richard Luscom, and it says officials in Alabama said on Monday they had launched an investigation into the detonation of an explosive device outside the office of the state's attorney general at the weekend.
At the weekend?
And they're from over there.
But they also call over the weekend. In hospital. They don't say in the hospital. Yes. They're weird. It's fine.
And here's the interesting part. So it goes on down and it says, Marshall, a Republican, has recently become embroiled in controversy following last week's decision by Alabama Supreme Court that embryos created by in vitro fertilization are, quote, extrauterine children. A decision that has effectively halted IVF treatments in the state as providers fearful of prosecution have shuttered operations. So, is that sentence meant to make someone think, oh, I bet this was a pro-lifer?
Okay, that's where you have to go with that. That's where you have to go.
I think that sentence is supposed to make me think that this was a pro-life person mad at Marshall for saying, hey, we're not prosecuting IVF clinics. Now, I don't think the press did their due diligence when he put out his statement, because if I was the attorney general, I'm not out prosecuting clinics either. But if you find out that they are getting rid of these embryos, disposing of or allowing them to die, then there might be a totally different thing. You get what I'm saying? They didn't ask all the questions, which I'm fine. I don't do the job for the journalist. But still, to put this out there, to say, to make it seem like, well, this might be a pro-life person who disagreed with his statement that I'm not going out shutting down IVF clinics, I just find it kind of odd. I find it typical of the media.
And because there isn't any information, then probably it is the opposite, because it feels much more like a pro-choice thing that the Pink Hat ladies would do.
It seems like that to me.
I just... Okay, Steve Marshall is super smart, and he's actually one that I really like and trust and respect. However.
Okay, you're coming with a however.
However. I don't know if his statement was complete, because in the case, if you read, and I went back to read the opinion of the Supreme Court, what happened in Mobile is atrocious, and it implies so much negligence on the behalf, the part of this Mobile fertility clinic, where literally a patient got up, wandered into a room, room's unlocked, number one, wandered over to a freezer, opened the freezer, pulled out some test tubes that are frozen at negative 200 degrees or whatever. Yeah. Freezer's not locked.
Right.
Picks up these test tubes and drops the test tubes because their fingers are burning off. They had burns or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you leave the room unattended, unlocked. You leave the freezer unattended, unlocked.
Right.
I mean, you have to prosecute in that kind of instance where these families, you know, if Alabama's going to say life begins at conception, life begins at conception. Those are lives, and those parents rightly sued for that. So I wonder, Steve Marshall, like...
Well, that's what I was saying. Where was the next question?
Right, okay.
Because according to this, Attorney General Marshall has... According to the statement, quote, Attorney General Marshall has no intention of using the recent Alabama Supreme Court decision as a basis for prosecuting IVF families or providers.
However...
Right, that's what...
Right.
Somebody should have asked the next question, but they're not really worried about the next question. They don't really care. They just need, that was vague enough that they can say whatever they want to say, and
Marshall answer the next question?
But what would you want him to say further on than that?
That
if you're negligent, is that a civil suit? Is it a criminal suit? That would make the person who's the patient a criminal for destroying the embryos, which is reasonable as well.
Well, if it's a life.
And then you have a negligence. That's right. That makes the person who did the test tube act the criminal, and then it puts liability on the clinic for not safeguarding the thing. You know what I'm saying?
What if a patient wanders into another patient's room, that patient is unconscious, and rips out all the lines that are hooked up to them?
Then it's exactly what I just said. They are responsible for their act against the patient.
Right.
And the care provider is responsible for the negligence of allowing that to have happened.
I guess I wanted Steve Marshall to go further and state.
And say more.
Except, you know, in these instances, it is clearly negligence and malpractice and, you know, whatever.
And so he can't. I mean, he can't say anything yet, because what if he, I mean, is that why he was silent?
You know, I don't know. My guess is people said, look, you got to make a statement. That's why the statement came out of the Attorney General's office. It says Attorney General Marshall says blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Instead of I say blah, blah, blah. And because the uproar was, oh, my gosh, they're going to shut down all the IVF clinics.
So
it's going to be
insane.
Like a raid. They're going to come in and just get us all. And it's the Gestapo. And you're like, I'm sure his office was like, no, Y'all are all whining, saying we're going to shut down these clinics. And that's not the case. I think that's what it was. I'm not trying to defend their position. Could they have said more? But that first week, especially after UAB goes out and says their numb nut statement, the response is, we're not trying to come get anybody.
Right.
And that's all that they were trying to say.
I mean, I get the sentiment. I get the sentiment. But
now, look, if somebody allows these things to happen and then the Attorney General's office does nothing, then you got a real issue. But, and it's kind of like in that case, y'all know I'm not a safety Nazi. Everything has to have a warning. That story, I do think they have some responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say, I'm just not one of those people that says, okay, and you create this unimaginable world of not being able to function because every door is locked, every freezer is locked, every window is unbreakable, everything has a fire extinguisher on it, everything has a so-and-so, and you're like, my gosh, you can't even operate. Because how many times has that ever happened?
But you got to be reasonable about it. I think it's a reasonable effort to protect a patient.
Have you ever been in a doctor's office? You go to the doctor, okay?
Okay.
You go to the doctor in a couple of days to be examined.
Yes.
And they say, okay, Ms. Sinclair, need you to go to exam room G2, whatever. And you go in there. Are you in there by yourself?
Yes.
For how long?
About 20 minutes.
Is the door locked?
Depends on if you lock it from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Can you go and wander around?
Yes.
If you want to.
Okay. Should you?
No, there are usually people in the hallways kind of watching.
If you did, they're not watching to see what. If you walk out of there, they think you're going to pee.
It's true.
So what I'm saying is, you gotta look at it like, okay, if I was up to no good, I could have done that. Do I want every exam room, everybody locked in?
I'm
talking about what?
You're talking about embryos in like a deep freeze.
In another room.
Like right.
Left and went into.
Yeah, but you don't leave like your experimental lab unlocked for everybody. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like in Wuhan, China, you lock the lab.
I'm not trying to argue. I'm just saying.
I think that's a reasonable thing to put a lock on the deep freezer with the embryo live. I don't think that's saying you need a station guard 24 hours a day.
But those blood samples they took from all the people who have hepatitis, whatever, and Zika and all that, and you wander into the little lab at the doctor's office and crack those and expose everybody?
Yeah, but should they lock that lab too? Doctor's offices, though, the lab is a working lab.
And there's people in there.
Yeah.
There are people in there. And then the pharmacy that my husband has at their that's locked. You have to be able to get in. Mm-hmm. But
they probably didn't lock those until we all started stealing the Oxycontin.
Well, they did because there are certain things that they always keep locked and there are certain things that they always scan. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to a lab in this kind of situation, it is a working lab. Mm-hmm. And so they're in and out all the time. And so it is not likely. It is harder to do the job if you're trying to unlock it all the time to get out the test tube.
Because you got your card and you drop a test tube because you're trying to get
in. Because you would be more likely to drop a test tube. But those are working things that at the end of the day, they lock the doors. And at the end of the day, perhaps they would lock a freezer. Uh-huh. But throughout the day, you've got LabCorp in and out getting stuff from people and handing off from the lab techs. And so it makes sense that that would be locked, but in reality, in looking at labs,
from a functionality basis,
it is not functionally possible to do that. Now, would it be better if somebody was in the room with them? Yes, and in most cases, somebody's always in that lab. Always.
Usually
there's at least a barrier.
Usually grumpy humans are in that lab.
But now you got to pass a wall.
But you also have to ask the question, what is wrong with somebody? How much of an idiot do you have to be? Have you ever wandered out of your OBGYN
and started messing with stuff
in your stupid gown?
Right.
What right-minded person would leave their room except to go to the bathroom? Usually it's in the room or nearby. Mm-hmm. And you would go into a lab. Like,
well, that's guessing it's not a right-minded person.
Because that's the other part of this.
Somebody that should be off the IVF list. because they are knuckleheads.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying, like,
we don't need them having any children.
Think about that. Like, that's insane. Right. Just that alone, we've got to work from that premise. This person is loco.
Right.
They've got to be held accountable.
And maybe they were on drugs. I mean, sedated.
Fertility drugs, sedated.
Well, they
had
been, maybe they were harvesting eggs or whatever. So I'm just saying, Allison, we always, something happens, and our first answer is,
write a law.
I've got a new sheet of stuff everybody must do for the one time that something happened, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like,
I'm just an idiot that assumed that frozen freezers of negative 200 degrees would have a lock.
Well, but here's the other thing, though. You're dealing with people who may not consider that a life, and so it doesn't matter to them.
True.
That's true.
True.
And sometimes you just ought to not go in places you shouldn't go.
You probably shouldn't.
Because you don't know what you're doing.
I don't think it's an either or, Sky. I think it's a both and.
We'll be back.
This is Ann Eubank, candidate for the Alabama State Board of Education, the only grassroots leader in this race and the only candidate that has been fighting for 15 years to stop Common Core and the sick woke ideology. Children are being taught to hate God, family, and country. Marxist ideals of Common Core and the federal government have taken over to fundamentally transform America and destroy the future, our children. Fighting against liberal indoctrination in Alabama schools and for reclaiming the parental rights is and always will be my priority. Vote Ann Eubank on March 5th. I will remove Common Core and the liberal radical agenda from our schools and allow parents and classroom teachers to take back control. Vote AnnForEducation.com.
Paid for by the Ann Eubank Campaign, 2221 Rockview Lane, Hoover, Alabama, 36226.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Show whenever you finish your snack there.
Sorry. And she's not even the one starting the talking. She's like, I'm waiting till I swallow. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. The ladies of Liberty are here. Sky is here as well. Big Dave Petroff, Jeeves, everybody making sure this program goes out to over half the state of Alabama, and we appreciate you listening. And welcome to those of you who listen online. Absolutely. Let's get out. Before we get into the other issues.
I can turn it back
issues,
around to Scott if you want to. Okay. It's way less
entertaining. No, please don't. I like this view much better. Things are going real well. Let's
I like it better, too.
All right.
You know what Scott just did? When I had to call you back, yes. He did what made him turn the iPad around to me. He started going...
Because, you know, when we connect back up, the mute is off.
Right.
And so I would always do this to Scott just to help him out. Like, pointing hey, don't like forget, you got to mute it. And you know what Scott just did?
What?
You got to mute it. You got to mute
out,
it.
Man. No. It's so much easier when you're not looking at it. Yeah. Like, you can hear it. Stop it, yeah. stop it.
See?
I did get mucho satisfaction out of doing that.
I double punched. Muted, unmuted, and muted again. Triple punch.
There you go. Yeah. Let's go out to your phone calls and let y'all weigh in. Eric the dog. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hey, y'all. The cops just got here, so I got to go. But
all right,
hey,
see you, buddy.
I know who bombed the thing. How about that case that he just overturned? I didn't overturn, but made a plea deal with the guy to get out of jail for manslaughter.
The police officer?
Oh, AC... Yeah.
Smith.
Smith, yeah. Thank you.
Wasn't the guy innocent?
No, he was convicted of manslaughter. It was a plea bargain deal.
Oh, it was one of those where you have to convict him or we're going to burn the city down? Was that one of those things?
I might have been implied.
I'm just saying that's the way I read it. I'm not saying I know the facts. I'm just saying it had that feel.
Yeah, I'm still a little concerned, actually, but so far, so good. Did Eric say he had to go because the cops were there?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
That's the way things happen on this show.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Go. Hey, look, we're fine with the cops. It's when the feds show up that we're more worried.
Yikes.
He did sound, wonder what, okay, that's another whodunit.
Hopefully he'll call back tomorrow.
He can let us know.
Tell us.
No doubt about it.
They give you one phone call.
He can call
He's
the show.
Call Scott.
Yeah. If he gets
from
one call,
I'm sure
if he gets look. All right. If he gets one call and calls the show with that one call, we've got to do something special for Eric the dog.
I'll accept the call.
Super fan for life.
I'll accept the call. The Attorney General's office said, "Hey, don't be telling the journalists. Don't be jumping to conclusions about who this might be or whatever." Which I thought was a very sober thing to do because the press definitely would like to. Do the whole, well, you know what I'm saying? I just don't have tremendous respect for some members of the press, but...
That's what we just did.
That's why we have 18, 19
We just said, let's play a guessing game.
We are infotainment. They we pretend get to like guess. They are bringing oh. the, you know,
yeah.
only bringing you the facts, ma'am.
This is a good time for Abs to read our disclaimer.
So please don't sue us.
We may the or show may not is be just, right.
This show is infotainment. It is for the adults and not the young. So if there's a cuss, mama and daddy, you have been warned, but we'll try to use things like what the hell county and Schlitz beer. You have been warned. Thanks, the staff.
Yep. It's very similar to the one. Did we play the one from Andrew Tate?
No, that was so funny, though.
Oh, it was
well,
fantastic.
Well, you played it for us.
We didn't play it on the air?
I don't think we played it on
it
the air.
It may have profanities in it, but it was basically...
You can't play
please
that.
Please don't...
Oh, it was bad. I don't remember. Yeah,
please don't. You're probably right. The government's always right. Take your shots. You know, it yeah. was a whole, oh, yeah, it was a whole yeah, thing.
Like
it was, it
I
was
like
very, very, very good. Let's go out to Craig. He wanted to weigh in on the embryo question. Craig, welcome to the program.
No problem. Just Ab said, how stupid do you have to be? And I thought they voted Biden into office. I mean, we live among stupid people who do stupid things like this person did. That's what's sad.
Yeah, the zombie apocalypse is upon us, and we don't even know. I mean, there are people who are just almost zombie level.
They don't have no boundaries. They have no boundaries. They have no limits. They have no understanding. I'm out in this public all the time, and I watch it. I mean, yesterday, I was side-by-side in a high-speed chase. The guy beside me had the police behind him, and then all of a sudden, he decided to run. He hit the car in front of me, and the chase was on.
Really?
I mean, yeah. It's just, I go in places where, you know, a guy, they'll have stuff on the shelf, and I'll say, do y'all have more than these? They said, we only stock one or two. I said, because they'll steal it. He goes, yep, we limit how much is stolen.
Wow.
So, yes, when you say how stupid do you have to be, look at our country. Look at some of the labels. I mean, Greg, the guy was real funny. He said when he looked at shaving cream and it said, don't use in the fireplace. He said, sometime in the past, some of that.
Hey,
said,
now
you know
go.
What? I'm going to go shave in the fireplace. Or, you know. We're there. We are there. I mean, it's sad. But have y'all talked about Dr. Phil on The View yesterday?
Not yet.
We have not. We were waiting for you.
Ooh, I don't know this story.
Buddy, that was some good stuff. But what I got from it is, and again, if you're out there and you vote Democrat, you hate children and you love that children are molested and put in things. So don't separate yourself from the left because the left is on your ticket and you vote for them. So if you're a Democrat listening, you are the View because they started defending, trying to counter Dr. Phil and saying, well, man, that's a problem. We need to do something. It was more, are you sure? Well, what about this department? And what about that? They attacked
All right, so
Dr.
No,
Phil.
No, Craig,
now, I don't
Craig,
know.
Hold on just a second for our listeners. Mm-hmm. Craig that is on the phone is Craig of Craig's Law that we talk about on the show. And you were talking about something that happened on The View yesterday where Dr. Phil said that the problem at the border, one of the problems at the border is that children are being trafficked for sex slavery, regular old labor slavery, that children are being abused, right?
Yes.
Now, that should have been the national story.
Mm.
The example of Craig's Law, kind of coming part of Craig's Law, is if you search Dr. Phil on The View, there are five stories that pop up immediately on Google, and they're all about Dr. Phil talking about schools and COVID closures. They totally have pretended that the thing about child trafficking was not a big deal. We got to go. We'll be back.
Hey there, River Region area. It's time to tackle those resolutions and make sure your home or business is in tip-top shape. And for all your electrical needs, there's one name you can trust.
Dawson Electric. Whether you're planning a remodel, constructing a new home, or require service for your existing electrical systems, Dawson Electric has got you covered. Need emergency generators installed? Looking to enhance your outdoor space with stunning landscape lighting? Dawson Electric is the answer. We do it all, for homes and commercial spaces alike. For more information, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Dawson Electric Company, LLC. Hit the like button and stay connected with us. We're happy to speak with you at any time. Just call 334-270-8024. Say it with me. That's 334-270-8024. For all your electrical service needs for home or business, call us at Dawson Electric. Dawson Electric, lighting up your world.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On March 5th, vote for FarmPAC-endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Summertime has come and gone, and cooler weather is here. Now is a great time to update your exterior living space and lock in a bit of warmth during these cooler months. That's right, not only do we have shades that can help cool your patio, but we have shades that can help keep your patio warm as well. Let our design team at Just Blinds help select just the right look and feel for your space. Schedule an estimate or stop by our showroom in Prattville and let our designers walk you through the very latest in beautiful and affordable options. Get started by visiting GoJustBlinds.com.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. Today's high temperature will be up to about 81, warmest day of the year so far. It will become quite breezy with a sun and cloud mix today. Clouds increasing tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 64. Tomorrow, I think we're up near 80 again. Scattered showers, especially in the afternoon and evening hours tomorrow. It will turn much cooler on Thursday with high temperatures barely up to about 60. That's a big change. Then there's a risk of more showers returning to the forecast Thursday night, Friday into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Rev things up in 2024 with Kubota and Capital Tractor. From the number one rated compact tractor to the number one selling compact excavator and more, we're powering Alabama. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We'll be right back.
have to?
Well, no, I just need to admit something.
You said, Allison said, I have something to say. Okay.
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 Hold on, everybody pull over.
Calm down.
No, it's going to be so embarrassing because I am today years old when I realized that Craig's Law is not a real thing. That you made it up.
Yes,
but like if I Google Craig's Law, this whole time I thought Craig's Law was just like Murphy's Law.
It is.
And that it was in the books.
Craig's Law is that when, if they don't tell you something that is an obvious question to be asked, that means that it goes against their narrative.
But if I go to the State House today and talk about Craig's Law, nobody else is going to know what I'm talking about.
But if you say it like it's a thing, all the people who want to be smart going to act like, oh, yeah, well, I thought it was Craig's Law from the start.
Or it's knew it was Craig's Law. That's what they say.
A great promo. I mean, because Ann Coulter was living out Craig's Law 2 weeks ago, right?
What did she do?
She was on Bill Maher. And she said, obviously, we know what color of skin this...
Oh, yes.
He's black.
She did. She was pointing out Craig's Law.
It was Craig's Law. But if you say Craig's Law confidently in Montgomery, they don't like to not know, so they are going to play along.
Mm-hmm. Also, do it. Try it. Just try it.
Also, it is a great show promo because you'll say, well, if you listen to the show, you would know. Mm-hmm. And everybody's listening,
so of course they
know.
And then if you find somebody who really does know what Craig's Law is,
they're a listener.
They're a listener.
Kind of like
and
that person we know that listens that we didn't know that listens.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
He was talking about yesterday?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have people go... It's going to slip out of their mouth and they're going to go, oh,
they're
crap,
gonna know
I
it.
Just let them know.
I feel like everybody got the joke before I did, though. And so I'm just now getting it. I'm thankful to be part of the
club.
But
we're serious. It's a real thing, though.
No, I know it's a real thing, but like Scott Beeson made it up, not...
Well, I mean, Scott, you know, Bisonowski made up
Scott Beeson.
Schadenfreude or whatever. Somebody had to make that up at one time.
That's your word.
I love that word. Mm-hmm.
Somebody made that up.
Schadenfreude.
And look, in 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, you'll be able to go onto the internet and it will say, like, Craig's Law. And it will,
no, I
the little
it.
Graph will start in 2018 or 16 or whenever, and then the usage will go up.
I believe it.
In this woke
actually,
world.
Actually, in 100 years, you're just going to think it and it's going to go across the ticker tape of your mind.
Yeah, because they have that little chip implanted in your brain.
Yeah, the
and then if you ever have a thing like, I was made in God's image.
Yes, that's exactly how it's going to happen.
Rights come from God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
do
funny.
People not realize that is the goal? All the people who are Scott, like, man, I want this chip put in me, and I'm going to be smart. I'm going to be able to surf the net. I'm like, dude, you can't drive now. I don't want you surfing the net while your eyes are closed.
But think about the 5,000 people that had the chip put in Sweden or the Netherlands to keep their health records. Mm-hmm. At hand, they say. And you think, why did you do that? I've got it right here, sir.
Right.
Why did they do that? I don't know.
I don't know why.
But I feel like part of our show and our responsibility is to, I thought of another show tag, Wake Up.
What the
heck? I like that. Wake Up.
Wake Up. Hey.
What are y'all doing?
Fabio, how are you?
Is Fabio here?
Fabio's here.
Oh,
Wake Up.
That's
I feel
so
like
funny.
That's a show... A tag, because I feel like that's what we're doing, is helping people see.
Wake up.
Just ask
wake
a question.
Up. Just wake up, America.
As my old third grade substitute teacher says, questions.
Questions. I have so many
Does
questions.
Does anybody have any questions? Yes, ma'am. How do you spell that?
Which is also when you
I
have the chip
ask,
implanted
okay,
and
look,
you get the
I was
words
a third
wrong,
grader.
You're going to get zapped.
Right. Do not ask that.
That Let's means go. You could spell in third grade. That's good.
Well, you know, maybe.
I mean, because we could read when we were six. Now
did.
They're like, you
we
can read at 9? Really?
On Pahonics.
I know.
Let's go to Randy. Randy, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Good morning.
Another day in paradise, Randy. Hope you're well.
Yeah, but that's when you say another day in paradise, it's full of mass confusion and turmoil. I'm so glad I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got an off the comment. Beaten path. This may sound way out there, but it struck my mind. Okay, so they're talking about these embryos and all this hoopla. Well, then why? Who's it going to be next? The animal activists? Because we're eating eggs, they're embryos. We're eating quail eggs, they embryos. So what are they going to do? That's the next thing that's going to happen. The animal activists are going to start saying we can't eat eggs no more? Well,
you can't do away with turtle eggs. You can't do away with the spotted owl eggs. You can't do away with a number of eggs. Yeah, I mean, they're already ahead of us on that one. But just remember that this is about fertilized eggs that are embryos. Because I had some questions. Some people asked me some questions over the weekend, Randy, about, and they didn't know the differentiation at the time between just an egg that's not been fertilized and these are fertilized eggs. These are legitimate human embryos. But no, the animal rights people are already way ahead of us. Just go dig up a sea turtle bed and scramble up an egg and see how that goes.
Yeah, and on the other hand, you're talking about fertilizing them chicken eggs. One time, it's been about 5 years ago, but I bought some eggs from up the road. That lady that had chickens, and I cracked that egg in that hot skillet of that butter, and one of them little chickens popped up.
No way!
Stop!
Is he alive or just almost formed? I mean, how far along was he?
No, he was a chicken, but he wasn't alive. But, I swear, full peanut butter, that happened.
Ooh, oh. That'd be rough. That would be rough.
Yeah. All right, time.
Hey, thanks, Randy. We appreciate you, buddy. Be careful out there and call back soon. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Is it true that a fertilized egg was ruled that it's a human?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so if I fertilize an egg, that means I got to pay child support.
This will be answered by many attorneys in the future.
Yeah, if that egg continues growing, you're probably going to, I mean, you're on the hook.
You're on the hook for child support.
How many eggs you got out there, Robert?
I mean, you've been fertilizing, Robert.
All my eggs have been cooked and hidden for Easter, so okay. I ain't got a real bad problem. What I'm saying is,
that's
going to
open up a whole new can of worms.
It does.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the thing that's happened with all this. There's a whole bunch of questions that should have been asked years ago, but we didn't because we let the scientists who, you know, the ethics in the scientific community are questionable. And so now we've got all these questions about, hey, look, exactly what are we talking about here? Yeah, good point.
Yeah, hey. So if a woman, I could fertilize her egg, and she refused to use it for 15 years. I got to pay 15 years of child support.
Well, somebody has to pay to keep the things chilled. Yes, the embryos chilled.
So we make these decisions. It needs to be a long thought in these decisions before we just say yes or no.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And now you're back to some of our questions and, you know, kind of hoping it goes this way. Let's not have any extras left over so that you have these questions.
Yeah, you better secure your eggs. You need to hide your own eggs.
Yeah, hide your eggs. Get a basket. Hide those things. Thanks, Ron.
All right, guys.
See you, buddy. Hide your eggs. I like it.
I like it.
Do we have time for Crawdad or we need to take Crawdad on the other side, Scott?
40 seconds.
That won't be that's time. Crawdad wants to talk about, are you sure you spelled that right? Because it looks right.
Schadenfreude.
But you got to say it like you're German. Speaking to 10,000 Nazis. Like, Schadenfreude.
Yeah, like you're angry.
You with some authority. Yes.
Germans always sound mad, don't they?
They're a wacky group.
It's because they are.
Where's the Brotenhorst that the shot in front?
Oh, we bypassed 30 seconds.
We got to take a break.
We got to go.
Let's do it now.
Okay,
we'll be
bye.
Back.
Early in the morning when he rode into the town, he came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip, and he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip.
I'm Greg Albritton. Like most of you, my family and I have worked hard for all we have. To start with nothing and do great things is what we used to call the American dream. I'm running for Congress because I can't stand by and watch our American values, goals, and freedoms be taken away from us by the nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. It's hurting us, our state, and our country, and I know how to do something about it. Send me, Greg Allbritton, to Congress, and I'll take some Alabama common sense with me. I'm Greg Allbritton, and I'm running for Congress. We can fuss all day about the invasion at our borders, the reckless spending of our money, and our weakened military system, but talking won't fix our country's problems. I'm a retired naval officer and an Alabama state legislator. I know how our military should work and what our veterans need. I know how to get a law passed, and I know how to spend our money wisely. On March 5th, vote to send me, Greg Allbritton, to Washington. I'm determined, I work hard, and I get results. I'm Greg Allbritton, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Allbritton for Congress.
This is Ann Eubank, candidate for the Alabama State Board of Education, the only grassroots leader in this race and the only candidate that has been fighting for 15 years to stop Common Core and the sick woke ideology. Children are being taught to hate God, family, and country. Marxist ideals of Common Core and the federal government have taken over to fundamentally transform America and destroy the future, our children. Fighting against liberal indoctrination in Alabama schools and for reclaiming the parental rights is and always will be my priority. Vote Ann Eubank on March 5th. I will remove Common Core and the liberal radical agenda from our schools and allow parents and classroom teachers to take back control. Vote Ann for education.com.
Paid for by the Ann Eubank campaign, 2221 Rockview Lane, Hoover, Alabama, 36226.
Walking to Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just too much.
It works so well, doesn't
you
it?
You love that, don't mm-hmm. you?
I even get Sky
patriarchy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that
Sky dances.
Like, you can see him right here yeah. to your right. Uh-huh. And not only do you need that, but you need another person.
No matter which direction I'm looking in, there is someone to point and tell me to start.
I don't point at you.
It's a team effort.
Well, because you have to mash
I can
button.
See them both out of peripheral vision, and you've got... She's at the bottom of the control pole here, and then you have the next step up.
I mean, this is true. It's just too much.
Because
I mean,
actually, if Abs doesn't mash the button, nobody can hear us.
Correct.
If I don't point, Scott just looks right and is like, okay, we go on.
Mm-hmm. It takes three producers to work with Scott.
I wonder what it would feel like to be you, Scott.
I need lots of help.
We're just here to serve you, Scott.
Glad you were here.
Do you want more coffee?
I'm okay right now.
Make you a sandwich.
Thank you.
We're out of coffee.
Really?
Yeah, we drank it all.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying we drank it all.
We have a policy here that the coffee never runs out.
It ran out.
No, we don't. It's all good. Let's go to Crawdad, who wants to talk a little schadenfreude. Crawdad, welcome to the program.
Hey.
What's up?
How is everybody?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing a lot better out here.
Good.
And our best wishes to Mrs. Sky.
Thank you. Thank you, Crawdad.
Yes, sir. The word schadenfreude, the first time I ran across that, I'm like, yeah, okay, I need to learn about this, because too many people, when we're watching things in the news and we see something bad happening to the person that we're angry at, we don't like what they did or said, and we go, oh, yeah, see, he had that coming. Mm-hmm. That little feeling that they get in their gut about, ha, 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 that is schadenfreude.
Yep.
It's the feeling that you get when you see something befall someone else.
That's right. Yep. Taking pleasure in another person's misfortune.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I think Jesus might have warned us on that one too, didn't he?
Yes, of course. He would never, ever wish any schadenfreude on anybody.
Right.
Wait, Scott, if you walk down the hall, mm-hmm, and you fall and trip, mm-hmm, I'm laughing.
That probably
is that wrong?
Count. No, because that's just funny.
That's kind of comical.
Okay.
Well, right. It's not really hurt or anything. So let me give you a great example of schadenfreude. Okay.
Yes.
Alabama-Auburn rivalry.
No,
okay.
Look,
okay, many of our people are friends, our family, are on the opposite side of the fence. Mm-hmm. But yet, many of us, when the other team loses, we're like, we don't pull for
you
the
think
other
that's
side.
Schadenfreude? I think that's the bad one.
Absolutely.
I feel bad when the traffic stopped and there's the person who runs down the emergency lane, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they accidentally slide off in the ditch and they're stuck.
No, that's
and
karma. Like, you're confusing schadenfreude with karma.
No, it's my rejoicing in their misfortune, because I was like, hey, look, that putz is stuck and I am very happy about it. I thought that is what schadenfreude for it was.
It is an example.
You are correct.
Thank you.
It's varying of ha-ha, oh, you slipped on the banana peel. Because, you know, when we even had the before talkie pictures, you know, uh-huh, you had the Pratt Falls, that was schadenfreude also. Ha, 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 look what, he slipped on a banana peel.
It
ha,
was a
ha,
pillar
ha
of comedy, actually.
Yes, yeah. But it's still that, the ha, ha, the schadenfreude thing. But can I give you a couple other words from the old days in Europe, one in the Yiddish?
Absolutely. Yiddish. We have 1 minute.
I will be very quick, because you all are a bunch of minch.
Oh, it's
bunch
a great
of minch.
Great term.
Oh.
That's Yiddish, I believe.
A bad guy that you don't like, you want to say, ah, what am I, sugarna?
More Yiddish.
I love that word.
What's a minch?
Person of honor.
Good guy.
Nice lady.
Oh.
Very good, Crawdad. Thanks, buddy.
Very good. You sounded great, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling for you, Crawdad.
Love. You sound so good.
Yeah, I think y'all are much more Meshuggahna.
I was Meshuggahna.
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 Than Minches.
Scott.
I'll get in trouble if I just say that.
Scott, you
are Minches. Hey, you two are Minches.
Don't be such a Minch.